on campus
and online.
This is URN.
In campus news, Muggles are descend on Willerton Park this weekend to fight it out for the most prestigious prize in British Quidditch, the National Cup. Nottingham's own Harry Potter and Quidditch Society will host the tournament this Saturday and Sunday, with their team, the Nottingham Nightmares, taking on teams from universities across the country in an earthbound version of the Wizarding sport made famous by J.K. Rowling. Tournament director James Burnett said the British Quidditch Cup is going to be the biggest thing to hit Quidditch this side of the Atlantic. In local news, ex-Forest manager Dave Mackay has died aged 80. Mackay, who also played in midfield for Tottenham, Derby, Hearts and Scotland, won 22 caps for his country and has been named Footballer of the Year in both England and Scotland. Paying tribute, Spurs said he was one of the greatest ever players and a man who never failed to inspire those around him. A recording's been released of the man dubbed Jihadi John denying being an extremist. Mohamed Amazi was recorded by a rights organisation in 2009 when they interviewed him about his claims he was harassed by security services. He's since been seen apparently murdering hostages in Islamic State videos, but at the time he told Cage he was shocked by the 9/11 and 7/7 attacks. A serious case review's found as many as 370 children may have been victims of abuse by a grooming ring in Oxfordshire. The inquiry, which was set up after seven men were jailed in 2013, found no evidence of willful neglect though. The Prime Minister will set out plans later to impose heavy penalties on public officials who fail victims. Former Children's Minister Tim Lufton says better training is required.
The further serious case review we're having from Oxfordshire today just shows the extent of the problem of child sexual exploitation that has been going on and the extent of failure within certain professional institutions, be it the police, social workers, teachers and others, to come to terms with it.
Legendary cricket umpire Dickie Bird is digging into his own pocket to provide a better view at Headingley for Yorkshire's county champions. Bird's decided to fund the construction of a player's balcony in front of the dressing rooms in a pavilion so that both batting teams can watch matches in the open air rather than behind glass. It's hoped the work will be completed in time for next month's Division 1 match at home to Warwickshire. Kanye West has shared his thoughts on race, art and President Obama last night by giving a talk to the students of Oxford University. In association with the Students' Guild Society, the rapper made some unusual comments, including that he'd like to have been an artist as good as Picasso. He also admitted that one of his biggest Achilles heels is his ego, but followed it up with, "I think I've got the best reputation in the building." The weather today will be consistently bright with occasional showers, with temperatures peaking at a pleasant 6 degrees. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 27 minutes to 1.